Ever get that feeling about a town? Like just a vibe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so like in 1982, Gracefield, Wisconsin. Gracefield, Wisconsin had a vibe and it was safe. Like unbelievably safe.
Super safe.
Crime was practically zero. But here's the thing, no one could figure out why. Yeah, this is like the silence itself, you
It's
know,
just,
keeping a secret.
it is kind of an unnerving silence, though, wouldn't you say?
Totally unnerving. Like a town where nothing bad happens is the mystery.
Suspicious.
Yeah. And right at the center of all this peace was this guy, Morton Grinshaw. He ran the local funeral home.
Makes sense.
And by all accounts, he was like a pillar of the community.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay, always had a comforting word when
Oh,
you needed it most.
yeah.
But our sources hint that there was something else going on,
Oh, really?
like something beneath the surface. A dark secret.
A dark secret for a funeral director.
I know, right? What could that even mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes you think about what kind of comfort he was giving, doesn't it? Like, was
Yeah.
it genuine?
Right.
Or was it something a little more
Ominous.
sinister?
Yeah, exactly.
Someone who deals with death every day
Right.
and has a dark secret.
I don't like it.
Very unsettling.
Yeah. Okay. So to make things even weirder, over the years, people in Gracefield just vanished.
What?
Yeah. But we're not talking like the good citizens who, you know, packed up and moved away. No, it was like the troublemakers, the criminals, vandals, you know, just bad people. They would just disappear.
And no one said anything.
And initially, it seems like no one even cared, like at all.
So it was like,
It was like a collective shrug, like some unseen force was tidying things up.
that's super strange.
The town just being silent about that is very telling.
Oh, for sure. Like, were they relieved?
Yeah.
Did they know what was going on but didn't want to
Yeah.
look too close?
Right.
Or was there like something else going on? Like, people were scared to even
Yeah. Like,
talk about
I
it.
don't ask. So, yeah, it's a strange picture.
It really is.
Right. Like these people disappearing, and everyone's okay with it. So then one night, this delivery driver, Kyle Riddick, he had to like drop something off at Morton's funeral home. Just a routine thing.
Seemed routine.
Totally
But
routine.
I bet it wasn't.
Nope.
So what happened?
So Riddick, he gets there and it's quiet. But it's not just like normal nighttime quiet. It was something else.
Creepy quiet.
Yeah. And then he starts hearing these faint cries.
Oh no.
Like muffled, like they were coming from far away, but definitely human.
Oh
So I
gosh.
don't know if it was curiosity or like some kind of instinct, but he followed the sounds
Oh wow.
down to the basement.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to really try and picture this.
Okay, I'm trying to picture it,
Okay, so he gets down there, and it's rows of them,
Rows of what?
glass-topped caskets.
Oh
Yeah, but
no.
not empty ones.
Meh.
These had people in them.
Away.
What?
Alive.
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 But in caskets.
Yeah, but they were completely still,
This is terrifying.
and their faces were like
Yeah.
frozen in a silent scream,
Oh my
and
God.
their eyes were wide with terror.
Wow.
Like they were trapped in a nightmare.
That's a horrifying scene.
It
Like, what
is.
could even explain
I
that?
have no idea.
It's like they were preserved in that moment of fear. It's not just getting rid of them. It's like he's collecting their suffering.
And then he sees him,
Wharton.
Morton,
Oh, wow.
standing over one of the caskets. And inside, there was someone
Okay.
tied up.
Like struggling against the ropes. And Morton was just like whispering to them.
Oh, God. What did he say?
He said, "You'll be safe here. Everyone will."
Safe.
Yeah, like, what does that even mean in that
I don't
context?
know. It's like he's twisting the word. Like it's a sick joke.
Yeah, so of course Riddick like makes a noise. He's startled, you know, and Morton turns around. And get this. He has this unsettling grin on his face.
Really?
Yeah, not angry, not panicked, just like
Just knowing.
knowing. And he says super quietly, "You shouldn't have come." But there's always room for one more.
Oh my gosh.
And that's the moment where the mask just comes off.
Totally.
All
He's
right.
not even fazed by another victim.
Yeah. He's like, "Come on in."
And he says it so casually.
I know. Like,
He's done this before,
he's done this before
and he'll do it again.
so many times. That's chilling.
Yeah, so Riddick He's not sticking around.
Right.
He gets out of there.
Yeah.
Goes straight to the police.
Good.
Right. You think they'd raid the place.
Yeah, sirens, cops.
The whole thing.
The whole nine yards.
But when they get to the funeral home.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Empty.
Empty.
Morton gone.
Wow.
Casket's gone.
All of them.
Everyone gone.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. It's like they vanished.
He must have had help.
Yeah, like a whole team.
To pull that off.
Yeah.
Right. So they left nothing behind.
Well, they left one clue.
Oh, really? What was it?
Note.
A note.
Yeah, and it just said.
What did it say?
Peace is priceless. Sometimes you have to make it yourself.
Oh, wow.
And it was signed.
Signed by who?
Curtin.
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 Like a stage curtain.
Yeah. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, it sounds like the end.
Yeah.
Right? Like the final act.
Yeah.
But it's also like someone who is...
behind the scenes. Pulling the strings. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a creepy name.
It is.
For a creepy guy.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
Morton Curtin Grinshaw?
Yeah.
Was never seen again.
Oh, wow.
He just became another one of Gracefield's disappearances.
Huh. So another mystery?
But here's what really gets me.
Yeah.
Gracefield is still peaceful.
What?
Yeah, it's still like
never
all that.
Super safe.
That's so strange.
I know.
So is it actually safe?
Yeah. That's the question, isn't it?
Or are people just scared?
Right. Like, is it genuine peace?
Right.
Or is it built on something really messed up?
It makes you wonder what kind of peace that even is.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Where did Morton and all those people go? Like, what was he trying to do?
Yeah. Was he like...
was he a vigilante?
Yeah, with a messed up sense of justice.
Right, or was he just crazy?
Or something else entirely.
Yeah. And how did he keep this a secret for so long?
I know, right?
And how did he move all those people?
It's wild.
Maybe people knew.
What do you mean?
Like, maybe they knew what was going on, but they just looked the other way.
To keep the peace.
Yeah, because they benefited from it.
That's a thought.
Like some sort of weird social engineering.
Yeah, it's like they traded their safety
right
for their silence.
And there are so many unanswered questions.
Sure.
Like, why keep those people alive?
I know, right?
Why those terrified expressions?
That's so creepy.
Like, he wanted them to suffer.
Right. It's not just about getting rid of them.
Yeah, it's like a show.
Yeah. Like, what was the point of that?
Maybe he wanted to control them, like keep them in fear forever.
This is a punishment.
Yeah, a silent punishment.
That's disturbing.
It is.
And even though this is a fictional story,
yeah,
it makes you think about, you know,
yeah,
the dark side of human nature.
Sure.
Like what people will do
right
for order.
For control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that note?
Oh, yeah, that note, peace is priceless. Sometimes you have to make it yourself. It's like he thought he was doing the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, like he had to do these horrible things.
To protect the town.
Yeah, to protect Gracefield.
It's a twisted kind of piece, though.
It is.
What do you think happens next?
To Gracefield.
Yeah. Yeah, like, does that kind of piece last?
I don't know.
Or is it all going to come crashing down?
Maybe someone else will try to make their own piece.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So much to think about.
A lot to think about, yeah.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
Of course it was fun.
Until next time.
See ya.
Stay curious.
You too.
Bye.